City Desk, news and views from City Hall and our special additional program for your listening pleasure and updates. And once again, here is your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel.
Hello, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Thursday, December 15th, but it's going to be a special program that's going to be airing during the week of Christmas. And one of the greatest things that we wanted to tell people was the great gifts we have for you in downtown Biloxi. One of the biggest gifts that you can find on any given day is an organization called Main Street Biloxi that runs through myriad community projects. I like to think of them as the Chamber of Commerce for our downtown businesses. And here to talk about that, we have Cecilia Dobbs Walton, who is the Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi and also a board member at Main Street Biloxi, and the person who heads the Main Street program, who was named the best Main Street director in the entire state of Mississippi. That was just not too long ago. Please welcome Kay Miller. Good morning.
Good morning, Vincent and Cecilia.
When was that, when Main Street was named the best in the state? 2-3 years ago?
That was about 3 years ago, it was.
How did you win that award? What do you attribute your success to?
Well, Biloxi Main Street specializes in revitalizing downtowns through the state of Mississippi and the whole state organization does. But Biloxi Main Street likes to follow the four-point approach that Mississippi Main Street specializes in, which is organization, design, economic vitality, which is we've changed from economic restructuring, and promotion. So we promote the downtown as much as possible. We support all the local businesses that are downtown, try to bring additional businesses downtown, and try to do all we can to make Biloxi's downtown vibrant and strong.
And what is the radius of the downtown area, the businesses that Biloxi Main Street serves?
It's about a 15-block area, and it runs from Porter Avenue to all along Highway 90 to Bellman Street to the railroad tracks, and it encompasses all of Kivett Street.
Okay, how many members? Do you know how many members you have on Biloxi Main Street? And how is someone, if they're interested in becoming a member, how can they sign up for Biloxi Main Street?
We have applications on our website, mainstreetbiloxi.com, and we have about 300 members at the time. We have a great board as well. Our board encompasses about 25 people.
And all that information is listed on the Biloxi Main Street website. Also, tell us a little bit about what's going on with Biloxi Main Street during the Christmas time. You have ornaments that you put out every year, and you have a new one that you just recently unveiled?
Absolutely. We have our 20th year in a series ornament this year. We have been doing these ornaments for 20 years. This year is the Biloxi Town Green sign and shoe fly, and it turned out absolutely gorgeous. And we do still have some of these available. They are selling fast. We're selling them at the Biloxi Visitor Center and at the Biloxi Main Street office at the Bond Grant House on Howard Avenue. So do get your ornament if you hadn't got it now. They're great Christmas gifts for those that love a little bit of Biloxi that maybe don't live here anymore. We've tied a whole line of things to the ornaments this year. We've done coasters, trivets, car coasters, and T-shirts. Everything matches our ornament this year. So you can get it at the Visitor Center.
You know, I wanted to ask you, you do such a wonderful job, and we're wrapping up another year, 2016. For our listeners, any special moment this year, anyone, small or large, pop in your mind you'd like to remember and go down memory lane with us? Something. You do so many events. There must be something, you know, I really enjoyed or I can remember when. Please.
Well, we love our festivals, and the Grilling on the Green almost didn't happen this past year, because our St. Patrick's Day, we had a deluge of rain, and we don't like to cancel festivals, but we postponed our festival and had it a month later, and it turned out great. Everybody loves Grilling on the Green, the great barbecue contest, and we're getting ready for that coming up March 11th. So if you want to be a vendor, let us know, contact us, and if you want to be a grill team, let us know. We're starting to work on that now. Once Christmas in the city, our Christmas festival's over, it's on to the next thing. So grilling, here we come.
And there's something big that Biloxi Main Street is part of this year called the Refresh Program. How did they get chosen to be part of this program? And give us a little bit about what Biloxi Main Street is doing to help with the surveys and this program.
Absolutely. We're part of Biloxi Main Street and Mississippi Main Street is part of a national program. So there's Main Streets all over the United States. The national program selected 7 cities to participate in a refresh program. The state, the national program is about 36 years old. It's 36 years old. So they have decided after 36 years, times have changed and it is time to take a fresh relook at how we're doing things and how Main Streets are functioning downtown. Is it working? You know, what can we do to tweak it and make it better? So in these 7 different cities along the United States, and we started about a year ago, not quite a year ago, working with some national representatives to help, you know, tweak and make things better and relook at our program and what can we do to make things better. So we're sort of right in the middle of this, and they've definitely helped us, you know, come along. We're trying to make sure all our committees work together rather than just working separately, and everybody, you know, works on the same project at the same time, which is a great thing.
And this is just something to refresh Biloxi, like you said, refresh program, refresh activities and members and what we can do around in the Main Street area to bring more vitality to the coast. And in that, one of the committees are working on the membership. You touched a little bit on that, but it'll give people a little bit more information on how they can become a member. They can go to the website. Isn't the application listed online and stuff like that? Can they go to the Main Street office and talk and give a little bit of information about that? How do y'all involve the community and people to become members?
Absolutely. Membership helps us have funding to make things better and to do more things. One of the new things that we're doing this year is our downtown app. So it's a great thing as being a member of Main Street Biloxi that you can participate in, particularly if you're a business downtown. So Biloxi hasn't had a downtown app before to promote all the businesses, all the attractions, and everything that we do. So we're right in the middle of that, getting ready to launch that after the first of the year. But you can become a Main Street member by going to the Biloxi website. You can go to the Main Street office, 932 Howard Avenue, or just give us a call and we'll be glad to mail you an application. So membership definitely helps us do what we do.
And becoming a member, what does someone get? How do they find out more information and how does it help their business?
Well, we support all local businesses that are in the downtown, and that's another thing. We recommend if you've got last-minute Christmas gifts, shop local. Shop at the Radish Loft. Shop at Copper Pelican inside Mary Mahoney's. Go stop and have some beignets and coffee at Le Café Beignet. We've got some great local art galleries. Gallery 782 has over 40 local artists, and they've got great Christmas cards they specialize in and some great paintings. So, and Almost Circles and other art gallery that we have. So we've got some great little shops downtown, so please make sure you support them as well.
And do you promote these businesses? Don't you do a monthly or quarterly e-blast and stuff like that?
We promote them all kinds of different ways. We do a lot of cooperative advertising, different types of advertising mediums to support them with radio, newspaper, magazines as well. We do e-news. We do newsletters, regular newsletters, and we have all types of contests and games at all of our events that always involve all the local businesses. We usually give you an opportunity to select which one you would like a gift certificate from, which brings us to our next event, which is next Tuesday, Bike Biloxi. We're going to have an ugly sweater contest, and you just may win a gift certificate to one of these great local downtown restaurants. So bring your bike, put your Santa hat on in case it's a little chilly, make sure it has lights, wear your ugly sweater, and come have some fun next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock.
Now, this will probably air a little bit after that because we're going to air this on the week of Christmas, but Bike Biloxi is something that happens every month and is for the community just to get involved, to get on the bikes and go on a 6-mile ride? How long is the distance and where does it go?
It's about 6.5 miles, and we have a mapped out route that is free of street construction, so it's a great little safe route that leaves from the visitor center and goes all the way down Howard Avenue to Point Cadet and back.
And is it, the third Tuesday
of every month at 6 p.m. it starts. It's always at 6 p.m.
And you meet at the Biloxi Visitor Center. You bring your own bikes, helmets, because it's in the evening. They just request you have some type of lighting, you know, flashing a light. And then don't you stop as a group somewhere to go eat?
Absolutely. When the ride's over, we all decide which restaurant we would like to stop at and have some beverages and refreshments.
So that's something that happens every month. And there's a list of activities that the Main Street does. Again, it's on the Biloxi's website, just over on the left side. Just click on Biloxi Main Street or go to the Biloxi Main Street's website, and they will list the events. They have a calendar that lists all the activities that's coming up. And they have a lot of things going on, like she said, grilling on the green, applications, vendor applications. They put them online, so you can go there. And if anybody wants to get in touch with you or the Main Street office, how do they do that?
Okay, you can call me at 228-435-6339, or you can email me at mainstreetbiloxi@biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to a special Christmas program, and very honored that all of you are listening. And on behalf of all of our specialists, Celia Dobbs-Walton, Public Relations Specialist, and your host, Mr. Vincent Creel, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, yours truly, William Sackett, a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening.